is a guy that had a lot of fun with the Tribe in his heyday. A legend from Tribe history, former Cleveland Indians outfielder, 1980 American League Rookie of the Year, Joe Charbonneau, joins us now. Joe, how are you?
Good, Paul. How you doing?
Lovely. Just enjoying this sweltering heat right now, enjoying the AC here in the confines of the studio. But I know this is a busy time of the year for you, a lot of cool things going on, and I know you're excited to play in that Cleveland Sports Legends charity softball game with the Lake Erie Crushers coming up on Saturday. I know you're out and about in the community quite a bit, and I know you do a lot of charity events. Have you played any softball games like this?
I haven't played a charity softball game in probably 12, 15 years, so it's going to be interesting.
It should be a lot of fun, especially when you take a look at all those names that are in there, too.
Yeah, these guys, I watch, like guys like Golic played for the Browns. You know, he was a guy I knew back in the 80s here, a guy who does a lot for the community. Just a good guy to be around, and Cribbs and Kozar. Lynn Barker, of course, well, you know Lenny. It's I coach with him at Notre Dame. We always have fun together. And just a really good bunch of guys going to be there.
Now, did you know Golic and Kozar when they played for the Browns back in the 80s? Did you have any kind of personal relationship with those guys?
Yeah, I didn't know Bernie real well, but you know, we had met and talked before. But I had spent some time with Bob, and I always enjoyed being around Bob. He was a fun guy to be around, an awesome guy. He was loved in Cleveland, and you know, he did the TV thing on national TV, and then he's doing the radio stuff. So he's got a great football and after football career, both TV and radio. So he's a fun guy to be around. He's upbeat. He's a good guy, positive, does a lot for the community, as all those guys do. I'm looking forward to meeting Josh Cribbs. I've never met Josh Cribbs, but I love watching him play.
Well, you have a lot in common with those guys, too. I mean, you're a fun guy to be around. I know that from firsthand experience. And on top of that, I mean, you've done the TV and radio thing plenty of times as well.
Yeah, I forget that. And I was talking, I'm moving this week. And when I was moving, I forgot on my shelf, I unwrapped this box. I forgot I'd won an Emmy from the early 90s when I was on Channel 8. I forgot I even had it. It was so cool seeing that thing again. I had it in the closet for like the last 12 years. So it was really cool seeing that again. So I'm going to put that out. So I always had fun doing the radio, TV, the little work I did on The Natural and a couple other movies. So I had a lot of fun. I've been lucky. Cleveland's been very good to me.
I want to touch on two things that you mentioned there, Joe. I mean, first things first, I had no idea that you were actually in The Natural. I mean, I've seen that movie 8 million times. How did that come about? I mean, how did you get to play? I know you were an extra in that, but how did that even become a possibility?
It was funny. They came to film. I was in AA with the Indians rehabbing my second back surgery out of spring training, and they came and did some pre-shooting players on the field to get, I guess, a feel for the way the field was laid out. They wanted to see how it looked on camera, what they wanted to do, how they wanted to make it look, you know, back in the 20s or whatever here it was filmed in. And so they were filming me. They had me take some ground balls at third and stuff. And then that night, the Indians released me. They felt my back wasn't going to come around. And I've been with the organization about 6-7 years and second back surgery. And so when they released me, the next day I got a call from the people in The Natural, said, "We want to give you a part in the movie. Come down." So I read for a part in the movie. They gave me a part in the movie. I filmed the part in the movie, and then it never made it onto the film. They cut it. And they told me, they called me and said, "You're not going to really be in there a lot." And they paid me like $25,000 for 3 weeks' work, which was great back then. But they said, next to Redford, I look too big. Robert Redford's only about 5'8", smaller guy, and he was the power hitter. They said it just didn't look right that, you know, he was smaller than me and he was going to be the power hitter and stuff. So it never made it on, but I got paid and everything.
So
it was really a cool experience, and I stayed on after the 3 weeks. After I filmed, they said, "Why don't you stay on, do some extra stuff, and work with Robert Redford on his hitting?" So I became his personal hitting guy, and I was there about 10, 10 weeks for the whole thing. Got paid some more money. It was a great experience.
Wow. So they told you that they couldn't keep your part because you were too much bigger than Robert Redford?
Yeah, there were a couple guys in scenes where, yeah, it's fun. I mean, he's about 5'7", 5'8", and maybe like 145-50 pound guy. So it looked kind of weird, you know, being the power hitter and that much smaller, I guess.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how they do that in Hollywood, but heck, they paid me, then they had me stay on and paid me afterwards. So I ended up making really good money on that.
See, now that's pretty awesome. I never knew all of that, but that's really cool. So now you can proudly claim that you were the hitting coach or the personal hitting instructor for Roy Hobbs.
Yeah.
Right?
See? Yeah, and I worked with him in hitting. And you know what? He had a nice swing. I really didn't have to work with him that much. I gave him a few pointers, would pitch to him, and he's a good athlete. He really had a good swing at baseball.
Well,
he pulled it off pretty good. He really was a pretty natural. You know, we'd play catch with the football and do some things on the set because you have so much downtime. It's kind of boring sometimes, you know, when they're filming little certain things in the movies. So we'd throw the football around and stuff. He's really good athlete.
Joe Charbonneau is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Joe playing in the Cleveland Sports Legends softball game with the Lake Erie Crushers coming up this Saturday. Should be an absolute blast. Should be a lot of fun. You know, Joe, looking back at your time and all your years of baseball and all the great experiences that you've had, you look back at your time with the Tribe specifically. Do you have a favorite memory that stands out in the back of your mind? Just wearing a Tribe uniform. I know you were involved in that perfect game with Lenny Barker. I know that's got to be up there as well. Is there any one moment that really stands out in the top of your mind?
Yeah, I'd have to say Lenny's perfect game. Winning Rookie of the Year was awesome. And my first opening day in the big leagues was so memorable. But playing in a perfect game, I think it was the only 10th or 11th perfect game, 9th, 10th, or 11th perfect game at the time. And to play left field and watch Lenny do that, we were good friends then. Now we're really good friends. Of course, I mentioned I coach with him. We hang out and fish and do some different things together. But that was just awesome to watch somebody pitch like that. I got one fly ball, was plenty, one and out. I didn't want another one after that. I got early on about the fourth, fifth inning, and after that, I realized what was going on. I did not want another fly ball after that.
Take us through that process, too, because, you know, everybody spends a lot of time talking about the things you can and can't do, you want to, but you can't do when you're around Lenny in the dugout. But when you're out in the field, obviously there's a different kind of pressure that's out there because, as you just said, Joe, fourth, fifth inning, you're starting to understand what's going on here, and you know that a ball hit your direction has a good chance at making or breaking this thing. Just kind of give us an idea as to what that was like for you playing left field in a situation like that.
You know, Bo, it was totally different. I've never had a feeling of that much urgency not to make an error, not to drop a ball, to try to make like a diving catch or some type of play that could keep that going for Lenny. And thank God I didn't have to. There were a couple made. There was a bang-bang play early on, I think, on a ball hit. We just got the guy at first. And then Toby Herrera went into the stands and made a nice catch, you know, going into the stands. But you feel such urgency not to mess this up for him. It was terrifying. And towards the end of the game, I was absolutely terrified. I've never been in a game where I was hoping they would take me out. and they usually would. They would take me out a lot for defensive purposes because I wasn't the best outfielder. I was praying they were going to take me out, and as it turned out, Dave Garcia, our manager, went to Lenny and said, I'm going to take Joe out of left field. And Lenny goes, if you take Joe out, you got to take me out. So he left me in, and when I found that out a couple weeks later, I told Lenny, why the hell didn't you let him take me out? I was terrified out there. But to finish that game on the field, I really appreciate it. If I had been out and had somebody playing left for me, right now I wouldn't have that same feeling about that game. To be able to finish that on the field with the 9 guys who started, and especially Lenny, was an awesome feeling.
I can only imagine. That had to be really, really awesome stuff. Again, we're talking with Joe Charbonneau, former Cleveland Indian outfielder, 1980 American League Rookie of the Year. And, of course, this Saturday, he's in that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. Lake Erie Crushers are hosting it. You should stop on down. There should be a lot of fun. Joe, I want to touch on something you brought up earlier as well. You mentioned, you know, Cleveland's been very, very good to you over the years now. You were born, and I believe you were raised over in the Illinois. You were somewhere south of Chicago, but I mean, you've been in Cleveland ever since the end of your playing days, right? We're talking 30-some years. Why is it that you just decided to stay around Cleveland? And what's so great about Cleveland? Why has it been so great to you?
I loved it. I thought it was a great place to raise a family. Very affordable. Good family values here. I mean, I love the area. I love the lake, Lake Erie, and just fell in love with Cleveland. I thought it was such a cool town. You know, got a bad rap, and I love being on the water anyway. I grew up by the ocean, so I love being on the water, and Lake Erie was such a fun place. Do anything, boat, fish, anything you want on the water. There's no sharks, so it's a lot safer. Growing up by the ocean, I used to surf. Then after Jaws, I was afraid to go in the water anymore. But it was just such a fun place, such a cool place, and a great place to raise a family. I really enjoyed raising my kids here. Now I got 6 grandkids here. They really like it here. So our roots are really deep in the Cleveland area.
Well, I'm playing with you on Saturday in this softball game, and you're – you've got a nice career in the big leagues, 1980 American League Rookie of the Year. I'm looking for any advice I can get playing in this game on Saturday. Got any good tips for me?
Yep, swing hard in case you hit the ball. Swing hard.
That's the best advice I've got. Now, I got that itinerary earlier today. They tell us we're going to take BP between 5:30 and 6, so I might be the opening act for somebody. If you're looking for some sort of comedy out there, watch me take BP. Hopefully, you can watch me take a couple of hacks, and you can say, hey, Bull, change a couple of things here so you don't totally embarrass yourself when they open the gates up.
Oh, I know definitely my career's behind me, so I'm just going to go out and have fun. If I hit the ball far, that's a plus. I'm either going to hit it far or strike out because I'm going to swing as hard as I can. You know, I'm looking forward to it, Bull, too. Saturday's my birthday, so what a great way to spend your birthday out with those guys from Cleveland, guys you watched. Respect and admire, you know, what they did in the sports scene here and what they do for the community. So I'm really looking forward to Saturday. It's kind of double-edged sword for me.
That's also your birthday's on Saturday. Let me guess, 29? Is that right?
I wish, baby. I'm a solid senior citizen now, man. 62.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Hey, well, if you're down there on Saturday, stop by, say hello to Joel, wish him a happy birthday. Sharps, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. We appreciate you stopping by and giving us a few minutes. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, my friend.
Thanks, Bull, and go Tribe.
All right, you got it. Go Tribe indeed. That's Joe Charbonneau. He is going to be down with the Lake Erie Crushers for the Cleveland Sports.